money to the areas, and every year I've enjoyed every.
Well, I'm amazed that Parramatta have taken him back. For Jared, I think it's just a miracle.
It's kind of like, you know, in The Lion King, when Simba comes back, and that's great for everyone. But in this case, it's more like Scar coming back.
Yeah,
it's like
right.
a fucked up Hamlet. Cameron Smith should be made to wear, I don't know, a really heavy headgear just to bring him back to the field.
I've always advocated for a drug league where you could actually take whatever drugs you felt would help you to play better.
Isn't there a danger here, guys, that, you know, they could be the Blues playing quite well high and then they're defending their red zone and suddenly James Roberts is ordering a hot dog and Deliveroo?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another exciting episode of The Voluntary Tackle, the only NRL podcast to accurately carbon test the date of Wayne Bennett's testicles. For the record, they are pre-Tutankhamun. Today I'm joined by nobody. In an odd twist to the show, we agreed in a production meeting to hand the hosting reins over to Chip Jones this week. Needless to say, it was a bloodless coup. I ceded the host chair over to Chip willingly, at least for the time being, just while I consolidate my forces, steal back control with the ferocity and cold-bloodedness of an irate Pol Pot. Now, never fear, there will still be plenty of rugby league discussed on the show, albeit in a slightly wonky scattershot manner that reflects, I think quite accurately, the bizarre mental prism that Chip Jones views the world through. So now I present to you the first episode of The Voluntary Tackle, hosted by Chip Jones, accompanied by a regular user of crystal meth he met the night before called Derek. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to The Voluntary Tackle. This weekend, we're mixing things up a little bit. We've decided to shift some things around. My name is Chip Jones, and I will be hosting the show today. And because I haven't felt comfortable letting Eamon out of the gimp box, and we're still waiting for Xander to retrieve himself from a jail cell in Tasmania, I've asked my good friend Derek to come on the show and talk some rugby league. Hi, Derek.
How are you?
Look, I'm pretty decent. Would you like to... Would you like to say hello to the listeners out there and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Where are they?
Well, they're in the ether.
I've never been there.
Yeah, it's an interesting place. It's a little bit hard to define, but right. There's a lot of them out there.
Right. Well, I don't know them, but happy to be introduced at some point. But happy to be here.
Yeah, and how do you feel about rugby league in general, Derek?
Never seen it, but. I heard a lot about it.
Okay, well, this is going to be an interesting show. Our first topic is Andrew Johns wanting to sack Wayne Bennett. How do you come across on that point?
I seen that guy on the news, I think.
Okay, how do you feel about Wayne Bennett, generally speaking?
Well, he's fucking old, isn't he?
He's so, getting on.
You know, I seen him like looks like a giant dried apricot.
Yeah. Do you think that's affecting his coaching?
I don't know.
You're
but
not sure.
I think. In general, he's a bit wrinkly.
He's a bit old. Yeah, he's old.
Sport. I think he should be probably moved on.
He should be moved on. So you're siding with Andrew Johns there?
I don't know who that is. But
okay, so Andrew Johns he's probably, you know, the best number seven out of Newcastle.
Right. There's seven of him, is there?
He was the number. He used to wear seven. That was his number. Was
right.
Number seven.
Okay.
And
I used to wear a number two when I was growing up. It was a 6'9". And I used to put it near my genitals.
Okay, so we've also heard an interesting thing this week. Nathan Cleary has a dad clause. Have you heard of one of those before? Do you know?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay, so basically, are you familiar with any type of sporting?
Yeah, I like watching the hurling when
okay.
I was younger. Big fan of biking as well.
Okay.
Especially when you're committing a crime and you've got to watch the person get away from the cops. It's a lot of fun. Used to do that when I was growing up. But no, I don't go in for a lot of the, what you call it, the mainstream sports. Don't really do that.
Mm.
But
are you aware that when players get to a certain level that they may be offered a contract?
I've heard of contracts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically in this scenario, said player has been offered a contract and in the writing of that contract he said, well, I'm quite happy to play for your team and you're going to pay me, but if I happen to want to go and play with my dad, I'm going to walk out on your team.
Ray. He obviously loves his dad. That's a nice story, isn't it?
Well, you know, how's your relationship with your parents?
He's dead.
Okay, so but and when he was living, did you get along? Or?
We did, yeah, for the first couple of years, and then I killed him.
Okay, so that was kind of like your clause in the contract as well. If I don't like you, I'm just going to kill you.
Is this going out on like radio or something?
No. This is completely deniable.
I'm not from this country.
Everything's deniability.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really want people knowing that.
Yeah.
Technically, he cut himself shaving.
Okay, I see. So this was actually this may impact your previous statements to said local law enforcement or however. How did that?
There were no statements. If we could just make that clear.
Okay. Should we move on?
Please.
Okay. So apart from Nathan Cleary being able to walk out of his contract at any time that he likes to go and play with his father, is there anything else this week in the world of rugby league that you felt was worth bringing up here on the voluntary tackle?
I quite like the team that's kind of like blue and gold.
Okay, so is that Parramatta you're referring to?
I think so.
Parramatta? Yeah. So they're the Eels?
I think so, yeah. Okay. They look slippery.
Yeah, they've not really had the best season.
Right.
Okay.
Have I chosen the wrong horse?
No, well, look, you know, you've got to pick and stick is the rule of thumb.
Right. Yeah.
At least that's what Eamon used to say.
So who's this Eamon guy?
So if you look over in the corner there, you see that box with the air holes?
Right.
Yep. I've given him a few air holes and some sedatives.
Is there a man in there?
Yeah. You can go and have a look if you like.
I don't want to.
No, okay, fair enough. Well, it's probably wise.
Well, I guess we don't know each other that well.
We don't.
We met yesterday, so.
Yeah, but I'm unlikely to put you in the box because, you know, you seem like a stand-up kind of guy. So it's tough to put a stand-up guy in a small space.
Mm.
They tend to want to stand up. Or at least they don't go willingly into the box. Eamon knew he'd done the wrong thing and he had to, you know, he's a little bit of punishment never hurt anyone.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm sure you agree.
Well, you know, no, I'm come from a pretty stern background myself, so I wouldn't say violent as such, but my mum was proficient with like most weapons.
Yeah.
Especially we were naughty, you know. Obviously, she's a lovely woman, we get on well, but
you need an equaliser.
Well, you know, if you're naughty, you'd get a nunchuck or something to the head.
Yeah.
And it definitely, you would not steal any milk money from then on. Yeah. You know?
Is that why you've got that interesting dent?
What are you saying about my head?
There's like a pressure dent in your forehead.
No.
Okay.
That's from birth.
All right. Moving right along, did you want to... Okay, so just to give you a bit of background on the voluntary tackle, when the podcast was... When we used to be able to say a weekly podcast with a straight face, we can't really do that. Partly that's why Eamon's in the box. But generally every week or every time we do the podcast, we like to put on a multi-bet.
Right.
To try and get some money.
It's a big thing here, gambling, because back home, gambling's quite big.
It's reasonably big,
right?
Yeah, it's reasonably big. It's good when the guy who offers you 1,000 to 1 pays up, because then he doesn't have to go in the box. That's another reason he's in the box,
right?
So I'm a long way ahead, but as a gesture of good faith, and you know, Chip's not all about Chip. He's also a little bit about Derek.
Chip?
I'm Chip. Chip right. Jones.
Why are you referring to him in like the third person for?
He's quite a big deal.
Right.
It's.
Are you famous or something?
I'm pretty big in Europe.
I'm from Europe.
Yeah.
I've never fucking heard of you.
Yeah. Well, how long have you been here?
Not long.
So I've only broken over there in the last 24 hours.
Right.
It's quite current.
Okay.
You'll probably be more popular now by just sitting next to me. Some of it's going to rub off.
Well, as long as I'm paid.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. I would never think of shorting you out of what I'd agreed to pay you. That would be wrong. Did you want to make a bet, a prediction here for this week's...
I'd like to, because I quite liked him. I saw him on the TV. The team with the blue and the gold.
Yep, the Parramatta Eels.
I'd like to put a bet on them.
Okay.
To win the premiership, yeah.
To win the premiership, okay. Mm. You're going to get pretty good odds on that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, being that it's a multiplier...
Do you know what they are? What are the odds for that?
I would think you could almost write your own odds on that one.
Is that how it works here?
Well, sometimes.
That's fantastic. Yeah. It's like a blank check, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Excellent.
Pretty much. But not only that, you also get to multiply that into something else. So if this bet comes off and, you know, we'll get you to make another bet, you really could be set for life.
Fantastic.
Or, I mean, welcome to the show. We change lives here every week.
It's nice to be here. It's an interesting studio you've got here. It's a lot of, what would you call those? Beans.
Yeah, I mean, being
why a non... Why do you have so many beans?
It's a non-visual medium there, Derek, so we'll probably have to edit that bit out because no one's going to understand quite what you're talking about. But just
was I not supposed to mention those?
No.
Right.
Just bring you back onto point here. Is there any other bet that you'd like to place this week?
Big fan of Man U.
Man U, okay. Yeah. Yep.
Probably win the FA or something like
that.
All right,
well, let's try and multiply those.
Okay.
We'll just put you down for those two. This is Chip Jones here.
Is that you again?
That's me.
You keep doing that, yeah. The whole third person thing.
Well, right? I think it helps the listeners identify.
I don't know. It's confused the fuck out of me.
Yeah, but that wasn't difficult.
Right.
You've been confused a few times.
Well, I don't really know you that well, to be honest.
We've known you. Yeah.
Right. I'm doing a rugby union podcast, and I don't know what rugby union is.
Yeah, last guy that brought that up didn't end well for him. Just put you on notice there, but that's okay.
I brought up the union. Isn't this a union?
I'm going to go Latrell Mitchell scoring 2 tries this week. Excellent player. And I'm going to go the Roosters to win by 13 plus.
Is there a team called the Roosters?
So I've got $5 Latrell Mitchell.
Why is
2
there a
tries,
team called the Roosters?
350, 13 plus into that's a 17.50 for me.
Right.
Yes, there is a team called the Roosters. They're from Sydney.
Right.
Sydney Roosters. Yep. Pretty good. Pretty good team. Moving right along, this week on the voluntary tackle, we wanted to discuss the betting scandal that has broken recently to do with statistics have been changed to allow someone to make a hell of a lot of money. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know the particulars of the case you're talking about, but sounds like a hell of a scam. I like the sound of it. So what, you put a bet on and then... You just change the result.
Pretty much.
That's genius, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we only recently started doing betting on the voluntary tackle.
People bet on this, sure.
Well, not only that, but we're also trying to get hold of the guy that can change the statistics for us so that we can actually make some money.
Right.
If you're out there, you know, get onto Twitter. Please get in touch with us. We're willing to share some of the winnings with you, whatever's really necessary. Derek over here is a pretty heavy hitter, and he'd be more than happy to come around and persuade you if necessary.
Well, Dad, I'm trying to be getting away from that job, actually. I've come out to Australia
well, that's you're here,
for a new horizon.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
what you're
I
for.
Don't like that world anymore.
Yeah, well,
I've killed too many.
You've already killed your father. I mean, one more guy.
Oh, he had it. Again, probably shouldn't mention that, but, you know, he had it coming.
Yeah. This guy...
He used to thump my mother.
Yeah. Why did you kill her?
I didn't kill her. I get on well with her.
Oh, she's still around?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be stupid.
No, I love my mum.
Sorry I brought that up. Okay, so what we were thinking is we could come up with a couple of betting scandals that we would like to see come up in the next couple
right.
of weeks.
That'd be great.
I would like to see Sportsbet issue a bunker busted option, a bit like if your team's 2 tries ahead, you can cash out. Well, I'd like to see if your team is bunker busted, or basically to explain what that means.
Yeah, please. I don't know what the fuck that means.
In the NRL, in the rugby league, the game we love, or at least I love, we have referees. I know they're generally a bad idea, but we don't just have one. We've gone from 1 to 3. Couple on the sidelines, a bit like offside judges.
That's a lot of refs.
Yeah, guys on the side.
But
that
wasn't so many of them.
That wasn't working, so we added another one. So we've got 2 on the field, 2 off the field, and then we felt that we should actually have a room with like 3 or 4 referees in there to double check all of the decisions that have been made.
It's like a team of refs, isn't it?
It's basically a ref team. Yeah.
Right. What's that all up then? How many? You got?
Oh, look, it's tough to keep count of them. I'd shudder to think what they're all being paid. It's not really helped the game much.
Just letting you know, what's your name again? Chip?
Chip Jones.
I've only got 5 minutes before my Uber comes.
Okay, so should we better wrap this
up? Sorry about that. I still get paid the full amount, though, don't I?
We'll talk about that.
Right.
Take that off air. So, number one, Bunker Buster. Can we get an option?
Okay.
Sports bet there.
I don't know what the Bunker Buster is, but I'd say don't have so many refs. I don't know if that answers your question. Okay,
I think that's one thing that
maybe I got to be honest with you. Maybe what you should do is, we did this back home. We didn't like our refs a lot during a lot of the local football matches, so we had them like fight each other, and whoever like survived.
Yep.
They became like the ref for that year.
Yeah, that really,
and they fucking earned it. You know what I mean? Like, good. You get those people that. Just get employed there.
I think we should put that in, but you know, we are running out of time, so I'll just shut you down there. Now, can Nathan Cleary switch sides in the middle of a game if he chooses to?
That'd get confusing though, wouldn't it? I mean, I don't know who Cleary is, but if he's playing for one team and then all of a sudden playing for the other team, you know, it makes him a bye player, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's in vogue at the moment.
Right.
And we try not to cast aspersions
if someone wants to change
jerseys.
Especially when it comes to the ladies. You know, quite like that, you know.
If they want to change jerseys, no worries at all.
It's fairly confusing, though. You can't really blame the refs if you've got people changing the jerseys mid-game.
Mm.
It's confusing.
Who would win in the first inaugural NRL MMA match between Andrew Johns and Wayne Bennett?
Okay. I know Wayne Bennett, and he's the guy that looks 1,001 years old.
In the shade.
Yeah. So he's not, unless, you know, it's a battle to who can take the most, like, pills, you know, like anti-constipation medication.
I think Andrew Johns might have him there.
But I don't really know what his lifestyle's
like. He's pretty famous at that. Right.
I'd say just based on build, I'd go, what's his name?
Andrew Johns.
Yeah.
Now, before we close the show, there was a fourth option for the betting here, and I've asked Eamon to write that on a piece of paper and push it out of his air hole. Can you see the guy in the corner there pushing that little... Would you mind grabbing that piece?
I don't think there's any movement there.
Just grab that piece of paper out of the hole, and would you mind reading that? Here you go. That's Eamon's piece of paper.
Yep.
Would you mind... thank you, Eamon. Get back in the box. Right. Please go ahead there.
Okay, it says... it's quite messy handwriting.
Just do your best, Derek.
It says, please call the police. I've been in here for days. It's written in red.
Is there anything in there that has anything to do with sports bet or NRL?
Let's see.
Because he knows if it's not on there, he's going to...
It's a long sprawl. I'll give you a sec.
Just long cut to the end. Message. Anything will do.
He says, at the very end, P.S. Yep. Canberra Raiders... into, looks like the Warriors.
Okay, so he's tipping Canberra Raiders.
Who are the
Warriors
when they're not at home?
They're usually Kiwis.
Right.
When they are at home. When they're not at home, that's tough to scrub off. They're probably still Kiwis.
I like Kiwis, actually. I dated a Kiwi girl once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We didn't get on in the end.
Yep.
And she had to be ended.
Yep. Was it clean?
She was quite clean. I like hygienic.
Yep.
Women, so yeah, she was. She never forgot to wipe or anything like that, but we just didn't see eye to eye in the end.
Mm. Yeah, that's really great. Well, thanks very much, Derek. I think this has been a highlight. I really think, you know, we've broken new ground here. And
will I be allowed back on this? I quite like the housing you've got here.
We'll take that off air and we'll have a discussion about that.
Can I have some of those beans?
Yeah, but mate, help yourself. Just get stuck in and
what are they?
Mate, you've got to try them out. They're tasty. They won't hurt. Maybe you could pop one through.
Got little fun pictures on them.
Breathing hole for Eamon over there. He looks hungry. Well, thanks for sticking around this week on the Voluntary Tackle. It's been a bit of a mismatched show. We've got a few interesting edits. I'm not saying that we'll take Eamon back, but you can probably see that he does have some value. As far as keeping the show consistent or at least, you know, having some kind of thread from beginning to end. But look, we'll also take that offline, and please send any criticisms that you may have, any suggestions, straight to Eamon's breathing hole at Twitter. Have a good weekend.
Eamon Brown here again. Look, after listening to that, I apologise for my earlier pledge of plenty of football chat. Clearly that wasn't the case. We heard more about the death of Derek's family than the NRL. Deepest apologies. Now, we've also come up quite short in terms of the time allocated for the show. So to help pad things out a bit, here's a mix of Chip and I waxing lyrical about rugby league under the heavy influence of very, very legal mushrooms. I'd say enjoy, but I wouldn't want my lying to become pathological. So simply, here it is.
So this week on the Voluntary Tackle, regular listeners, I think there's 4.5 of them. How many do you count for?
Where's the half?
Well, I think I was 1.5, and you might have been 2 or 3 of the other ones. How many times did you listen to the...
Oh, you mean in listens? I thought you meant we had, like, a midget listening regularly.
Well, we'll get to that later.
Okay.
But regular listeners will know that usually you're opening the show and hosting the show, and today you've been relegated to the sideline. And would you like to tell the listeners why that is, or would you like me to?
Bad behaviour.
Partly bad behaviour, bad form. You've subjective. Weaseled out on the 1,000-to-1 bet that you said you would pay me.
I can't pay you that.
Yeah. And you'll also notice that we've shipped Xander Risotto off to a Tasmanian sideline this week. It's cold down there.
It is
he
cold.
He likes
here.
A cold shower.
Yeah, he likes, apparently does.
I think the water's colder in Tassie. I wonder if he'll be doing cold showers down there.
It's purer.
It's cleaner.
Yep.
He needs a bit of clean water, though, that bloke.
Yep. He'd be the type to distill it to make sure it's
cleaner.
Its clarity is just at its highest peak.
Make sure it's really potable.
He would only have cold showers in a mountain glacier.
Yep. Like a frozen waterfall. Slow drip, really.
That'd be tough to shower in.
You've really got to stay there a while.
You have to wait for it to melt.
Well, these glaciers move slow, man.
I don't know. I just prefer baths.
So, this week also, the Roosters hit form, mate.
Have they been out of form?
I think they've been threatening. I think they've been threatening to hit form. It's a bit like, you know, when your wife doesn't cook you pasta and she wants to make you a soup for whatever reason. You say, well, darling, you know, I don't want to hit form here, but...
Yep. Is he referring to some kind of, like, Once Were Warriors thing, like make me some eggs? Or?
Well, I'm certainly not encouraging domestic violence.
Oh, I just didn't know if that was the avenue you're going down.
No, I would never...
I thought it was a big departure from the Roosters. Mm. I think most of the current squad don't hit women.
Yeah, too busy winning.
Yeah, or you think it's just pure distraction?
Well, I think
if they were bored, would they just hit women?
If you're scoring 10 tries a game, like, you don't have much time left.
Yeah, fair enough.
To do much else.
I don't think it's about having constructive time. I think it's just about being a good person or not.
Is it also that Leilua's not there anymore?
Yep, he was a scumbag. It's a good thing, actually, he's down in Canberra because he's near Supermax.
Okay, not far to travel.
Yeah, it's closer.
So is that why Ricky bought him, in case he does need to like inflict some violence on the bunker? He can just like kind of send Leilua.
Just use Leilua. Yeah, just say Leilua. Don't even have to instruct him. Just say, go to the bunker and just be yourself.
Do you think that the Warriors-Melbourne could be the most boring game of the season?
It was very boring. In fact, at about the 21st minute, I found myself swapping over to MasterChef. And I would never do that. And then I hated myself and I flicked back to the game. And strangely, I hated myself more.
For coming back.
Yeah. And so I ended up watching the rest of MasterChef. And I don't know, I had a lot to drink, so I probably wasn't thinking clearly. But I ended up subscribing to a Matt Preston fan page.
Jesus.
So things got pretty dire. And I got to be honest, I don't think I'll ever watch a Melbourne Warriors game again.
You know, I've got a phone number. Guy's really good to talk to. Good rates, okay? And we're going to get you out of this, mate.
I think I'm terminal.
One thing that did bring a smile to our collective face was...
Do you have more than one face?
Big T's Tigers. They did a bit of a job on the bunnies, mate. I mean, look, if you're going to send a bunny in against a tiger, I mean, what do you expect?
It's not realistic, is it?
No.
Like, I've watched a lot of nature docos, and I've never seen a bunny beat a tiger. The only way it would ever win is if it deliberately made itself poisonous and then let itself be eaten. Even then, it's a draw.
Yeah, you've really got to want it.
It's balls on the line stuff.
You're kind of putting your fur on the line there, really, aren't you? You've got to be pelting it.
Yep. But then you can't win repeat matches.
Yeah, that's a kind of a one-trick rabbit, isn't it, really?
Yeah, you might win one game. Poison, you might draw a game.
Poison rabbit.
It's a shit strategy.
Well, thanks for bringing it up. Could you have, like, poison darts in the fur that would, like, actually... A bit like an echidna crossed with, like, a snake or something, like poisoned echidna things?
Could a bunny do that? No.
Have we got a bit Farrah? Because he got fucking poleaxed. I mean, Burgess... I don't know if you saw the first one, but he actually copped a high shot and then another high shot in the same tackle from two different players.
Yeah.
And basically, like, had... I think he got his teeth swapped. I think they actually swapped sides in his mouth. And then he got axed again in the neck or something and had to be woken up. After which... What did he say after the game? You said something.
Well, I liked the fact that he got hit in the head twice because South were just doing what everyone else wanted to do.
Yep.
Because everyone wants to do that to Robbie.
Except no one wants to lose to the Tigers. Funny, I think it's a resurgence of the hookers because Jake Friend pulled off a bit of a return to form. You had Robbie Farrah pulling off a bit of a return to form and Damien Cook wasn't really in it.
It's weird. It's like time's gone back to 1955.
Very strange.
It's like Back to the Future 1 at the end when Biff gets his ass kicked.
That was a good show, wasn't it?
Like Crispin Glover.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
That's great name recall.
Thanks, mate.
That you have there?
I can't remember. George McFly was his character's name.
Marty McFly.
Crispin Glover's more memorable.
Was in there as well. What was his girlfriend's name? She was pretty cute. And she was kind of hanging
Shue.
She was hanging with both of the guys. Was that Elizabeth Shue?
Yeah, Elizabeth Shue.
Man, she's been hot for years.
She's still hot.
Unbelievable. She's a bit like, you know who she reminds me of? That girl from Mad About You, Helen Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
She was hot for years.
She reminds me of Elizabeth Shue.
She was even hot in As Good As It Gets. Completely outmatched as an act in the acting. I mean, Jack Nicholson, don't fuck with Jack. But nonetheless, you know, she got her tits out, or at least nipples through the shirt when it was wet. We put out a poll, and someone walked into it. It's funny.
I like it.
And we thought we'd do it again, but instead of actually putting out a poll,
it's time you electrify it, and then when the person walks into it, they die.
Sounds funny.
You'd hope that whoever walks into it, like, was a bad person.
But that's not prerequisite.
No, you just, I mean...
Just make it random.
It's random, but you just hope that happens.
Yeah. Well, you hope for the best.
Like if it's a child with their life in front of it.
Yeah. I like the way you actually dehumanise the child at the end of the sentence there by saying, if it's a child, you hope it, you know, and it has its whole life... ahead of him or her. No, you said a whole life ahead of it.
Well, it's dead.
It's gold. They no longer have a gender.
Yeah. Well, the parents have got to heal. They've got to move on from it.
Yep. Move on from it. Just leave it there. Someone will clean it up. It's well done. It's a well done child. Cooked through. Well, these days people just say I'm arrogant, but at least they're talking about me.
That's just the important thing. There was a fourth option, but
I believe it had something to do with my boss that over here.
It could be. That's rude to the Tony Gregg family.
Your Tony Gregg, eh?
Yeah.
He's a great commentator of the game of cricket.
Do you think people have gone up to Tony Gregg's grave and just put a key in it?
I think we could be the first.
And just say
I think we might be able to like do some pitch commentary on Greggy's lawn.
Just straight over the top near the tombstone and go, I think that'll open up on day four.
Key's going in nicely here. It's a bit rubbery. Newcastle held on in a reasonably tight one to edge out the Titans.
That's how you know you're not playing well, if you only edge out the Titans.
You're only edging them. I mean, if it wasn't for Sean Kenny-Dowell,
yeah,
Mitchell Pearce would have...
You know, I've worked out, Kenny Dow, why he's such a good, prolific try scorer. It's because he thinks the white stripe is a line of rack.
So he wouldn't run past it.
No, stop at the line.
Right on the line all the time.
Yeah.
And he doesn't give a fuck if he's got the ball there or not. That was the giveaway.
Do you think he's like actually snorting the first line on the way to the dead ball line? Like probably. He doesn't just do one line. He just needs the double up.
Yeah. By the time it finishes the game, it's just a field.
And lastly, in what was... This was a real contender for boring game of the round, was the Eels taking on the Bulldogs. And the Eels won. Was Hayne playing?
They should have all just done a collective fucking suicide.
Just fucking kill the lot of you. We should have poisoned their water bottles.
It should have just been Waco.
Not enough of Waco, really, is there?
I think Koresh was misunderstood.
Well, it's at this point in the show that we'd like to put on our bets for next week. I think we're going to need to... Well, you're certainly going to need to make up a lot of ground because you're at zero and I'm at 1,000. Mm. So being that that's the case, how do you plan to pull back a little bit of foreskin?
Tigers will win. I'll bet the Bulldogs.
Okay.
And I'm going to run that into Rod Silver making a comeback for the Brumbies.
So you're not even trying anymore. Like
Luke Lewis retired.
He was a great player.
Well, you don't have to pass tense him already. He's not dead.
No, but when he played the game before he was retired.
He hasn't retired yet.
I thought you said he retired.
He's announced his retirement, mate.
What, doesn't that mean he's retired?
No, he's still playing this year.
So he's announced he's going to retire.
Yeah, he's announced his retirement.
Yeah, but if I announce to you, right, that I've broken my leg, I don't then go out and break my leg later at some point down the track. Arbitrarily say, oh, I broke my leg, and
why would you announce that?
Well, exactly.
No, but like, why? What? I mean, did you know you were going to break your leg?
Well, this is what I'm trying to say to you.
It seems like, well, I mean, what are you doing on the weekend?
It's a bit like saying, you know, I'm announcing that I'm going to drink a beer.
What if you announced a new job, but you start next week?
You might say I'm starting a new job next week.
But what if you wanted to make the announcement that you're starting that job?
Well, perhaps what you could have said is Luke Lewis is announcing he's going to retire at the end of the season. He's retiring in 3 weeks.
Too literal.
You know, well...
That's Xander's role.
I don't want to get too literal, but, well, you know what happened to Xander. He's down in Tasmania. Should we cross? Should we do a cross to Xander?
Well,
down in Tasmania. I mean, we've seen him all that way.
We haven't got him mic'd up. Yeah. So it's going to be tough. We actually... we sent him not just down to Tassie, but it's pretty funny, actually. We said to him it was like one of those mystery tours, and then we booked him in the same cage as Martin Bryant, and he doesn't know what Bryant looks like, so he thinks it's like one of those Airbnbs.
Okay, we sent him down to interview Martin.
Yeah, although he's not familiar with Port Arthur because he lives under a rock, so he doesn't understand it was a massacre, so he's just going to go,
fuck, this is cheap.
Yeah, I mean, it was cheap. You know, be surprised how low the demand is to stay in a cell with Martin Bryant. But it's going to be interesting to hear what story. He'll have a lot of stories to tell, I reckon.
Yep.
When he comes back, Xander.
He'll probably smarten him up a bit as well, I think.
He'll probably get chopped up.
Yep. Well, parts of him.
To be honest, I don't think Martin Bryant would be that intimidating without his guns.
Yeah, maybe not. Did we arm Xander at all, or is just...
He's armed with his wit. Well, we only have 30 seconds left of runtime.
Okay, fuck it.
How are you going to run this?
Well, in closing the show, I'd like to just say thank you.
To me? Was that directed at me? Or?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you the last word. How about that?
All right. Now?
So over to Eamon Brown for the last word.
Okay.
30 seconds, mate.
Well, no, there's 10.
10 seconds,
9
mate.
Seconds. It's going to have to be succinct. Can I have words, plural?
Yep.
Watermelons in the park, don't go dancing with the posies.